So today I'm going to answer the question, how do I decide the pricing of my book? Which I think is a fair question, especially if you are a new author. You know, every aspect of self-publishing can be overwhelming. So one of the things I say is definitely you need to know your expenses in publishing this book. So usually if you publish through KDP, they will let you know how much your printing cost is. And if you're not familiar with KDP, that is Amazon's self-publishing hub, and it's a print on demand. So you don't have to order all these books in bulk and be riding around to your car like I've done, and just, you know, have a closet full of books ready to be shipped out. When someone goes to Amazon, since they or KDP, since it's a print on demand, when they order that book, they will print that individual book and ship it out to them. So when you are going through KDP for self-publishing, when you get to the second tab, once you uploaded the content, it's going to let you know how much your printing cost is. That's how much it's going to cost you per unit, per book to print it. So usually, if you're doing a black and white book, you know, memoirs, nonfiction books without pictures, that are going to be, or pictures with, that are going to be black and white, that is usually cheaper than a book that has color images, especially like a children's book. So just to give you an example, I believe, if I remember the numbers correctly, 123 pages of a 6x9 book through KDP runs about $2.13 per book. Maybe 240, but once again, when you upload your particular book and all the dimensions and the type of paper, etc., it'll let you know your price. I just did a children's book. It's a 8x5x8x5, 54 pages, and in color, it is $4.91. Okay, so it can vary once again because of paper and coloring and all that type of stuff, but it will let you know your price. So once you know your expenses per se, then you can go from there. And some people say, particularly for business books, your, I guess, margin should be 2 to 3 times as much. So if it's going to cost you $2.13, this does not include the taxes and shipping, but you do want to add that in there. So we're just going to round it up to $3.25, whatever. If it's going to cost you $3.25 for that one book, then maybe for the industry, you know, 2 to 3 times, you know, $10. Just round it up because I think it's $9.75. So $10. Because you want to look, you know, most people aren't purchasing books at $9.75. It's usually $9.99, $9.95, $9.97. So those are different things to think about as well. But just make it a round number for this example, $10. Now, granted, you do want to look at other books in your industry. If you're doing a business book, typically, you know, those cost more than $10. So maybe you can't get away with charging $15 for your book. But you also want to make sure that when you're comparing it to another book, look at the page numbers. How many page numbers does this particular author provide? Because you may be comparing apples to oranges. Your book may only be 73 pages and their book is 300 pages. And you're talking about, you know, 15 to 15. And their book is, I think, you know, what did I say? More than 3 times the thickness, you know, the quantity of words within your book. But there, you know, that's one of the factors to consider. If you're working, with KDP, you can't do hardcover, but there are other avenues to do hardcover. And hardcovers are definitely going to cost you more. If you're doing hardcover for your book, you can perhaps add on $5 to $7 per book. So when I spoke earlier about the $3.25, that's for a paperback. if we were doing a hardcover book, you could probably go ahead and say it's going to be 8 to 10, 825 to 1025 for that hardcover book. All right, so once again, you want to consider your expenses. Then you also want to compare your book to other books within your genre. Different genres are also going to impact the cost, because if you're writing a romance book, you want to look at, the other comparable romances. Usually they are very thick books. Romance readers are very quick readers, because they eat them up. They eat them up. Usually when you have, nonfiction, like some books in the business sector, usually they are looking for information that is going to solve their problems. So if you write a, perhaps a good book summary that's going to engage them and let them know how reading this book is going to help solve the X, Y, and Z problem, then you perhaps can charge a little bit more, especially if your book is niche, niche, however you want to pronounce it. Because if there's nothing out there, it could be good and it could be bad. It just depends on your research, because there may be something that no one has talked about that people are looking for and they need that information. That's good because you're perhaps the only book that's going to have the information out there. People are looking for it, and you're providing the answer to their problem. On the other end, you may have a book that no one has written about. There's no book out there because no one's looking for the information. No one really cares about how to brush your dog because they know how to do that already. So that is why, if you're perhaps doing like a nonfiction book, that you know that it is a book that's needed out in the community. It's a book that's going to fill in a gap, serve a purpose. And in particular, if you're an expert in the industry, then you should definitely have a book when you're going out here to speak. Have a book for your website. Having a book in the or excuse me, writing or publishing a book definitely puts you in the category as an expert within your particular field. And so that's for like the non-fictional books. And then of course you have the memoirs, which, is not necessarily, it could be helping solve a problem depending on, your reason for writing it. But definitely when you write a memoir, people generally don't care about your life, but they care about how your story is going to impact them. You need that emotional tug. And one of the things about memoirs is that they're similar to fictional writing, like romances or dramas or horrors or thrillers. Each romance has their different tropes and different things like that. But nonetheless, memoir is telling a story. Make sure that it's engaging, that it's going to pull in the reader, that they can really feel what you're writing, that they feel that situation that you are going through, and it inspires them to come out of their situation, or they have so much empathy and compassion about what you've gone through. So definitely when you write, the memoirs, I mean, granted, everyone has a sob story, but it's how you write it, that how you engage and pull in the reader that makes them want to continue to turn the page. And when you have a good book like that, you definitely want to make sure you try to get reviews. When you get reviews in advance of publication, then, and I don't know if you, well, I'm hoping you have seen a book that, as soon as it come out, it already has reviews from New York Times, different companies or prominent people. Because they sent out their ARCs, their advanced reader copies, author review copies, however you want to call them, but their ARCs, and they send them out in advance to get reviews. So when it's coming time for publication, it has more credibility. So if you're writing a book, your memoir, and you have Michelle Obama, that gives you a review and said, hey, this is a great book, then of course your book is going to have more credibility because you have Mrs. Obama behind it. And so then you can perhaps charge a little more. So there are different factors in consideration, excuse me, there are different factors to take in consideration when you're pricing for your book. But nonetheless, you want to make sure that you're staying within the bounds of what other similar books are charging. And you know, the different things that you have, perhaps reviews, you know, page length, your expertise, you know, those help you to charge, you know, maybe $1 or $2, $5 more, $5 less, whatever it is. There's different reasonings behind your pricing strategy. And also, if you are doing KDP, they also have the royalty percentage, which is like 30% and 70%. And you can look into that a little bit more, but generally, if your book is between $2.99 and $9.99, I believe you can get a higher royalty from that. And royalty is your what you would actually receive. So if you sell a book on Amazon for $15, you're not getting all the $15. Amazon needs to take their printing costs, their shipping costs. So don't quote me, I'm just saying, you know, out of $15, maybe you may get $11.32 per book, whatever. But once again, they'll let you know that as well. When you're uploading your book, you choose that. And then some people may actually, if it's a difference, but if it's deciding between $9.99 and $12.99 for a book, and if they can make more money from selling that book at $9.99, they may do that. So once again, there are different reasonings behind pricing your book. Just make sure you take them all, you know, in consideration, but do what works best for you. Okay. So I hope this has been informative to you. If you need any help, you could definitely go to my website, ashleymking.com, to schedule a consultation or even a complimentary discovery session. Once again, my website is Ashley, Ashley, M as in Mary, King, KING.com. And you can use there, you can go there to schedule a discovery session or a consultation. I thank you so much for tuning, and you have a blessed day.